A new business in Okotoks has had a rough start. Morning Brunch Company, located in the Darcy Crossing Shopping Plaza, has closed its doors amid a breach of the lease agreement with property owner Anthem Properties. A notice left on January 28 by the property manager on the door of the restaurant, which opened at the end of August last year, indicates that the tenant owes $42,063.77 in outstanding rent, and a lien of $212,888.50 registered on October 17, 2024, remains unpaid as well. Stephen Killen, listed as the indemnifier, could not be reached for comment. The Western Wheel was unable to confirm whether he is the franchisee or operator of the location, though he is the sole tenant named. Morning Brunch Company did not respond to a request for comment ahead of publication. According to the notice, a demand of default had been issued on December 9, 2024, for the unpaid rent and lien, with the property manager taking control over the premises as a result. The lease, which according to the notice is dated June 14, 2023, has not been terminated by either party, with Morning Brunch Company planning to reopen at the same location. An Anthem Properties spokesperson confirmed the tenant's breach of the lease contract was the cause for the closure, which they stated was only temporary. "We are currently working with the franchisor with the understanding that they have plans to reopen once we finalize some outstanding details," they said, declining to confirm the date of the reopening or whether a new franchisee would take over. Morning Brunch Co.'s official opening in Okotoks was on August 28, 2024. Exactly 5 months prior to the notice being issued on January 28 this year. The brunch spot, which has two other locations in Calgary and one in Airdrie, was a hit with the Okotoks community, according to reviews on social media. Darcy Crossing, which opened in 2023, is home to Safeway and Shoppers Drug Mart, the anchor tenants of the 150,000-square-foot shopping center, with other familiar brands including Dollarama, Popeyes and Firehouse Subs, which opened its first Alberta location at the plaza.